the Lord. Good morning. Happy Sabbath to everyone. This morning, we are very thankful to God for all His blessings. One more year of our life. One more Sabbath in church. One Sabbath closer to His second coming. And as God has blessed us, I'm going to have another word of prayer for a blessing, if you can join with me. Loving Father in heaven, we come and bend the knee to thank you, to give you honor and glory. And we ask that your Holy Spirit be in our midst, that he speaks through his servant, and that all the message be for conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, that we may be settled into the truth. And bless those who are in the way, traveling, giving traveling mercies. And Lord, in your hands, we commend ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen. The title of the message today is Thanksgiving. And in Spanish, we have a saying that there is something that we always lose. It's the umbrella and to give thanks. And we always forget to give thanks, I hope, not that often. The scripture reading this morning is found in Colossians 3:17. It says, "And whatsoever ye do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." You know, when we give thanks to God, we have to do it in the name of Jesus Christ, is what it says. 2 Corinthians 9:15, "Thank be unto God for his unspeakable gift." And this text is speaking about his grace. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. Actually, three stories I want to tell you of thankfulness that we can find in the Bible. The first one is the story of the 10 lepers. In Luke 17:11-19, tell us the story this way. "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood far off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show thyself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face and on his feet, giving thanks, and he was a Samaritan." One of the ways to give thanks is by glorifying God. He went back to glorify God, giving him thanks. So glorifying and thanks are synonyms. "And he was a Samaritan." He was not even a Jew. "And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." How much whole? When somebody is made whole, is made whole of the physical, the spiritual, and the mind. Completely. Jesus never healed anybody partially. Includes the mind and the body and the spiritual. And if we apply the principle found in Isaiah 28:10, that says, "For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line upon line, here a little and there a little," then giving Jesus thanks is giving God glory. So now we have a synonym. we come to give honor and glory, you must have to come to give thanks. Now, example of giving glory. Giving glory to his name. In Psalms 115, verse 1, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Give glory to the Lord to declare his praise. Isaiah 42, 12. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the islands. When we are thankful to God, we cannot help but to give testimony of him. Give glory to his name. Psalms 90, 29, 2. Giving to the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. How do we worship God and the beauty of holiness? By reflecting his character. Glory is to thank the Lord. Psalms 30:12. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee, and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Glory to the Lord by bringing an offering. So when we come to give honor and glory to God, we should not come empty-handed. In Psalms 96, verse 7 to 8 says, give unto the Lord, O ye kindred of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. So one way to, it's not one way, it should be always the way to thank God with an offering. When I was growing up, we'll thank God for our birthday. We'll bring an offering because we got one more day of life. We thank God because I got a new job. I bring an offering. Some people will give the first check, thinking this is the first fruits. You know, that practice has been lost, giving the Lord the first fruits. Always. Now, the next story is Daniel. It's Daniel. And it's, the story goes like this. It's found in book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 13 and 16 to 23. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sent Daniel and his fellow to be slain. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he will give him time, and that he will show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the king known to the thing known into Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they will desire mercy of the Lord of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows shall not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel. In a night vision, then Daniel blessed God of heaven. If Daniel got the interpretation of the vision, the first thing he will thank God. And he expressed this, and Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changed the times and the seasons. He removed kings and set up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know and understanding. He revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers. Now we have another synonym of thanking, praising the Lord. The other one was giving glory, now was praising the Lord, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desire of thee. For thou hast not made known unto us, now made known unto us the king's matter. So thanking God equal to praising God equal to blessing God. And first, I think it's Chronicles 29:13. Now therefore, O our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Daniel 2:23. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desire of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. So, praising God is the other word. Now, if we look the word praising God, which is the same, thanking him, I have several examples here. In Luke 2, verses 13 and 14, the angels said, and suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So the angels were thanking God by giving him glory and song. The shepherds glorify God. Luke 2:20. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as he was told unto them. So they were thanking him by glorifying and praising. Now, 3,000 souls, they praise God all at once. And the story goes in the book of Acts chapter 2, verses 41 through 47. Then they that gladly received the words were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrines and fellowship, and breaking bread and in prayers. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had needed. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So they were thanking God. They were praising him. And then there is a story of a lame man that was lame from his mother's womb. Acts 3:1-9. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called the Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand, and lifting him up, and immediately his feet and ankles bones received strength. And he leaping up stood and walked, and entered with them in the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Have you ever learned this children's song about this? Walking and leaping and praising God. Remember that? And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Now, another way of expressing our thanks to God is by blessing God. And First Chronicles 29:20 says, and David said unto all the congregation, Now bless the Lord your God. That was a command. A command to bless the Lord your God. And all the congregation blessed the Lord God of their fathers and bowed down their heads and worshipped the Lord and the King. It is an order. In Psalm 68, verse 26, bless ye God and the congregation, even the Lord from the fountains of Israel. So every time that we congregate or fellowship, it is an order to bless God. It is an order to thank God. As a matter of fact, every time that we pray, we should start our prayers, even private or public, with thanksgiving. King David appointed certain of the Levites to thank and praise the Lord. And 1 Chronicles 16:2 says, and when David had made an end offerings, the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Verse 4, and he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to record and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. So that was an order in every service. Well, they had two services during the day, morning and evening sacrifice. And everyone has to be included thanks to and praises to the Lord. In 1 Chronicles 22:30 says, and to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at evening. Do we thank God twice a day at least? That will make us think to be thankful. At least twice, you know, when we get together for worship or in our personal devotions. So how often the Levite is thanking God in the temple? And 1 Chronicles chapter 23, and I'm going to read only the verse 30. It says, and to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at evening. How King Manasseh thanked God? In 2 Chronicles 33, verse 16, says, and he, talking about Manasseh, that's mentioned in verse 1, repaired the altar of the Lord and sacrificed their own peace offerings and thank offerings and commanded Judah to serve the Lord God in Israel. So, beside all the offerings, one of them was a thank offering. You could not go and offer a burnt offering or a sin offering without a thank offering. So, it was very important that they should thank God every time they went to Him for forgiveness or confessing sins. And the same thing should be with us. Now, if we're going to thank, who are going to thank? Are we going to thank God the Father, Jesus? Let's see what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Now thank be unto God, which always causes to triumph in Christ. So obviously we need to thank the Father. And make it manifest the Savior of His knowledge for us in every place. Book of Philemon, chapter 1, verse 4. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers. So Apostle Paul thanked God for different things. Now, when he wrote to Timothy, on the first letter, chapter 1, verse 12, he says, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. So, not only the Father, but he thanked Jesus Christ too. So all our thanks to the heavenly King should go through whom? This is a rule. Every thanks that we express to God has to go in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says. It says in Romans 1:8 says, First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith spoken of throughout the world, the whole world. Romans 5:20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:17. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of our Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Romans 7:25. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Thanking God is a prayer, because you have to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the rule. So how often should we thank God? We saw that David ordered the Levite to thank God twice a day, morning and evening sacrifice. What about us? In 1 Corinthians 1:4, Apostle Paul says, I thank my God always in your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ. And Timothy 1:3, I thank God whom I serve for my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. So how often should we pray? Actually, our prayer starts in the morning when we get up and ends when we go to sleep. So all day should be a conversation with God. Don't we want his company at all times? Yes, absolutely. Ephesians 5:20. Giving thanks always for all things into God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Philemon 1:4. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers. So, for how many things do we thank God for? All things. What if we suffer a flat tire on the road? We have to praise God too. Yes. Thank you, Lord, for tribulations. Yes. Okay. So, what should we thank God for? In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So, what is the will of God in regard of us giving thanks for? Everything. Good and bad. Yes. What should we pray for or thank God for? 1 Timothy 2:1-2. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving thanks be made for all men. All men. Even people that we don't like. We need to pray for them. For kings and for all that are in authority. Shall we pray for President Biden? Oh, yeah. Ex-presidents like Trump and other ones? Of course. For all of them. What about the bad ones? Shall we pray for them? Yes. Absolutely. That we may lead a quiet and peace. And this is the reason why we should pray for our leaders, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. You know, we owe the peace that we have to God, because he controls kings. We could have been at war with China already, but God intervened. Absolutely. Thank God for our brethren. Philemon 1:4. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers. We need to thank God for victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You have a temptation, and you have a victory, and you go, praise the Lord, in Jesus Christ. We need to thank Him for grace. For 2 Corinthians 9:15, thank be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Thank God for making us fit for the inheritance to come. Colossians 1:12, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. So, who make us fit for heaven? God. Should we thank Him? Absolutely. We need to thank Him for wisdom and strength. Daniel 2:23, I thank Thee and praise Thee, O Thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desire of Thee. For Thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. And Apostle Paul, thank God for a very special work that God assigned him in this life. 1 Timothy 1:12. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who had enabled me, for that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Brother Duga Duga, shall we praise God for the ministry that He put us into it? Yes. Amen. Brother Eugene, should we praise God for giving us this job as leaders in the church? For everything. Because God has counted us faithful. Counted me faithful. And He gave us, He put us in this ministry. Now, Jesus is our example of giving thanks. Acts 27:35 says, and when He had thus spoken, He took bread and gave thanks. Thanks to God in presence of them all. And when He had broken it, He began to eat. In Matthew 11:25 says, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank Thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because Thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. God is revealing us today things, secret. And Jesus, because Jesus already thanked Him. Now, thankfulness should be our conduct or part of our conduct. Thankfulness should be always in the house of God. Psalms 100, verse 4. Enter into the gate with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. When we gather together in fellowship, Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Thankful. Now, I'm going to ask the congregation to stand for a prayer. I'm not asking you to kneel. We're gonna stand. We're gonna stand first, because this prayer is taken from the Bible, and it says in 1 Chronicles 29:20, and David said to all the congregation, "Now bless the Lord your God," and all the congregation blessed the Lord God in their of their fathers, and bowed down their heads and worshiped the Lord and the King. David says in Psalm 66:8, all bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of His praise to be heard. Psalms 104, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, Thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. And now we're going to thank the Lord this morning. And I'm going to read from Psalms 136. And when I read the last the last verse, 26, you will finish with, for his mercy endure forever. And that's the part that I'm not going to read until you read it at the end. It says in Psalms 136, verse 1, all give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. All, okay. All give thanks unto God, our God, of gods. All give thanks to the Lord of lords. To him who alone doeth great wonders. To him that by wisdom made the heavens. To him that stretched out the earth about the waters. To him that made great lights. The sun to rule by day. The moon and stars to rule by night. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, and brought out Israel from among them, with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, to him which divided the Red Sea into parts, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea. To him which led his people through the wilderness. To him which smote great kings. And slew famous kings. Sihon king of the Amorites. And Og the king of Bashan. And gave their land for an inheritance. Even an inheritance into Israel, his servant, who remember us in our low state, and had redeemed us from our enemies, who give food to all flesh. All give thanks unto God, O heaven. Now let's kneel to receive a blessing. And 1 Chronicles 16:2 says, and when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Numbers 6:23-27. Speaking to Aaron and to his son, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Precious Father, please put your name upon every one of here in our congregation. Seal our minds that we may have your character. And Lord, help us to be thankful all time for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.